UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's giving an L's up on his morning run. He's got the shirt off. He's glistening.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If I had pecs like those and abs.
And James Strebel.
Look, he wants like to make out with me, it looks like.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
People that called for these 2-3 year players got what they wanted the last 4 years. And outside of 2 Elite Eights, didn't do too much. Okay? They were all right.
Yes, that sound right there. We got that sound, and we played it for Mike Pratt earlier today, and he responded to just a couple little old Elite Eights.
Did he?
So we will get the Luminaries' reaction to James Strebel being a blowhard. Welcome in. It is a Friday. I would usually say you made it to Friday. You made it to the end of the week. But seemingly every day is the same. So except for the next 2 hours, James Strebel and myself yammering on about sports, nothing is going to be any different than Tuesday and Saturday. But we do welcome you in here. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Lil Mitch Hurd, that's his PS4 name.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan, yeah. Hanging out at the Papa John Studios on this Friday edition. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll have a lot of fun today. We will play out the first round of our final region, the lower right, the AG region. We will play that. This is an odd way for me to say that. There's no not awkward
right.
way for me to say that.
Not a lot of ways you can rephrase that.
No. So we will do that as we go during today's show. The mixtape coming up at about 4:30 or so. Governor Andy Beshear, he's coming up at 5 o'clock. You heard Governor Holcomb there from the state of Indiana, played that at 2:30, and that's probably going to be a little bit more of a regular thing now as they're locking into 2:30 every day. So his are brief, if you will.
Yes.
You know, Andy Beshear, he's went out over an hour, I think, the last 2 days. So we'll see if he gets us out of there a little bit early on a Friday.
Right.
So Mitch, is Mark Ennis in studio today? I know he just leaves his home and wants to come to the studio.
He's actually not.
He's not. Whoa. Okay. Is Patty Ice in a good mood today?
No, he is not either. I'll give Pat the benefit of the doubt. Apparently, our guy Mark Ennis got in a little fender bender.
Oh, no.
So he was unable to come do his show today, so Pat scrambled.
Well, that is terrible.
Yeah, I know. So, Mark.
What are they doing over there? Just want to simulcast Strebel talk about E.J. Montgomery?
I believe it's just Mark Blankenbaker solo over there. He connected in. He's going to do the full two-hour show.
Should we prank call him? You want to prank call Blankenbaker?
I think we should.
Should we do that?
I'd like to do that. Yeah,
what's the prank?
I don't know. If we're going to prank Mark Blankenbaker today, what is the premise? 437-9680. We need to figure out something to do here over the next couple hours. If nothing else, we just need to listen in, and maybe he's giving a hot take about the Lexington media.
Yes.
Maybe he's got a hot take that's musty about Randolph Morris, Clemson. Who knows where the guy's going to go? You understand what I'm saying?
He's an unchained animal right now.
He is. So we're hanging out with you. Like I said, we'll play out the AG region of the sound bracket. We'll have the mixtape at about 4:30, 4:35 or so. Governor Andy Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll take your text, 437-9680. Other things that I do want to get to today, Jay Scrubb's father gave even more quotes, right? And I love this. Thank God locally for Jay Scrubb's father just wanting to speak.
And EJ's father.
Yeah, well, Yes, and him too.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
and
both of those guys.
Yeah, but I mean, we care a lot less about that.
Oh, no, but it gives them to talk about. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, Mitch, we're going to get to this sooner rather than later. I mean, you. Just you.
What'd I do?
Just you today. Me and Mitch saw the tweet, and we're going to get to you just being an absolute blowhard. Or were you? How about that for a tease?
Yeah.
How about that for a tease?
I'm curious, yes.
Well, you should be curious.
I'm very curious.
That's the reason you do the radio tease.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here
in
a second on the take. So we have a lot to do today, and we'll try to get at least a little bit of it accomplished. I think just about every local show has done this today, I would imagine, and obviously the thoughts and prayers to everyone who is having to deal with not only the normal life things that go on, but then add this virus and all of the different anxieties and jobs and money and just everything, not only just the health, but the news that I heard a couple days ago and kind of honestly put two and two together when, what was it, a week or two ago, iHeart, they all just kind of left and they went home and took a couple days off and then they quarantined. I was putting two to two together, but, you know, Jody Demling having you know, the virus and also struggling with it, not just a mild case, but he is in ICU. And so I know Eric Crawford and others have been updating that situation, almost like a news story, quite frankly. I know his website has done that. So I obviously thoughts and prayers to everybody over there, to Jody and his family and everybody else. And I don't know if it's just that. But he would be, and I worked with Jody for a couple years back at 93.9 DeVille before, or it was 93.9 The Ticket before we, you know, all got fired for Classic Hits Radio.
yeah, I remember that day.
And so obviously many people know him much, much better and have a much closer, obviously, relationship than I do. But thoughts and prayers with Jody and his family, his radio family, his family. And so I know he was put on a ventilator. I believe Eric Crawford put that out as a tweet. He's just the first person that I saw that tweeted that out maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. But I knew as of last night he had moved to the ICU and he was struggling with it. So we all know somebody, and I now know you know, three, four people. It's up to four people. One, a close friend who is having to deal with this. And I will say, we are going to be jackassery today.
Yeah.
But a couple moments of seriousness. You know, I did catch myself today. I had to run out and go to the vet. You know, there I'm dealing with like one person from 8 feet away, you know, and I had to run a couple of essential errands today. And I get back and I'm thinking, am I going to be like this for how long?
Yeah.
How long after? Which is why today, when Dabo Sweeney, Dr. Dabo rides in and says, absolutely, football is going to play. It's going to start. And we know when it comes to social issues, that Dabo Sweeney we know what side he is on.
Yeah.
And it is usually not the health of the player, or in this case, everybody.
It's on the side of Dabo.
Yeah. Well, obviously, everyone wants football, Dabo. Everyone wants it. No one wants it more than this room right here.
Right.
You understand? Mitch has nothing to gamble on. I got nothing in my life without football. Striebel played football at an NAIA school. You understand? We love football.
We love football around here.
Was it an NAIA?
The nail on the head. It was the NAIA.
Anyway, thoughts and prayers, obviously. And everyone, we know, I just know so many people, the stages of having this. And so obviously he is on the most serious side. And so I know probably everyone who's been on the radio today should have been mentioning that in some sort of way.
Absolutely.
So there you go. 437-9680. Calipari wishes a happy birthday to Jared Vanderbilt. Also, hey, Mitch, do we need to reach out to Big Easy on this? Or maybe we reach out to Diener. And I haven't been able to get a good gauge on Double D when it comes to one thing.
What's that?
You guys have heard, have you not, how Governor Beshear wants, and I would not say celebrity, but media people to release a video, essentially, because we've already got the coaches and everything like that.
Right.
Now the next line of people, by the way, there's like 15 cars going by right now.
I told you there's...
What is going on today? Are people just out driving around right now?
When I arrived over here to Andy's house, I've been doing this for, 2 weeks now, I told him that this is the most traffic that I've encountered today.
There's probably a wreck over there. There's always a wreck out by
possibly up
at my house. So what were we talking about?
Governor Beshear wanting media PSAs.
Yeah, media PSAs.
Oh, boy.
And so, Diener... Diener has been kind of hedging all week how he wants to do something video wise.
Does he?
And I'm like, man, I don't know. When I feel like I can be creative when I'm not being forced to sit down at that very second and be creative.
Right.
With that being said, I haven't given it too much thought at all. But is that something that we need to try to create?
I would love to.
I think this is how Mitch can become a star here.
I agree.
Mitch.
America needs to see that hair.
Right?
I agree.
The hair going. Maybe you get the country twang going.
Oh, boy.
I mean, could Mitch create magic?
He could create. Absolutely, Mitch.
That's all I'm asking.
Out of the three of us, he would be the star, I think.
Well, see, the only one that I was going to do, but this would be in poor taste, was go to the bank and get a bunch of ones and lay them out all over my bed and then just have me... quarantining, just laying on a bed of money.
You
like
go.
That, don't you?
I do
but
like
that's
that.
That's a bad taste. These are the only things. Now I'm scared to do anything. I'm like, process.
Right.
Little
Mikey Betson.
I mean, he failed me again today. I gave him content again today. He failed me with the content, and we're moving on from the process.
He just refuses to have fun anymore.
He's done. You understand what I'm saying? His soul has flown away and has been replaced by Billy Reid.
Oh, my.
Now, in fact, Billy's better at radio than the process.
Billy gives hotter takes.
Billy, yeah, you're damn right he does.
Billy gives hotter takes than
right
the process does now.
Speaking of hot takes, has Strebel heard? And so I don't know how to lay out today's show. You have heard Rex Ryan, have you not?
Oh, absolutely.
Mitch, you have heard Rex Ryan, I assume, yes?
Yeah, but I heard it like 30 minutes ago. I didn't watch any TV this morning, so this was news to me like 30 minutes ago.
Boy,
it's a haymaker.
How much did you sleep in today? Were you up late last night or what? Because, dude, I'm college. I went to bed at like 12:30 last night playing Call of Duty Warzone with two buddies linked up. Literally haven't been doing that consistently since I was in college.
There you go.
I mean, just pounding. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh.
I know.
Oh.
I had the same issue last night. We did a little fire with the kids and roasted marshmallows, the whole nine yards there. And I was just drinking.
I mean, kids fall for that.
Oh, they loved it.
I mean, really.
It's easy entertainment. We don't have to do anything except for all I had to do is start a fire in the fire pit. And
okay.
They were happy as can be. I mean, they loved it. We were out there for 2 hours last night.
Wow.
All those beers you gave me yesterday, they're already gone.
They're gone. That four-pack that I gave you yesterday?
It's gone. I drank it all last night.
A couple of those were expensive beers.
They're delicious, too. I loved them. I appreciate it.
Did you pour them in a glass or did you drink them out of a can?
No, I poured it in a glass.
Okay.
Absolutely.
At least you're not an animal.
I always pour them in glasses. Even like the cheap beers, I pour in glass. Pour them all in glasses. No, I was sitting by the fire, sipping those wonderful beers.
I gave him a four-pack of craft beer, and he crushed all four of them last night, Mitch.
They were good.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. And I woke up feeling terrible.
I'm not married with two kids.
Three kids.
Three kids, sorry.
There you
Three
go.
Kids, yeah. Wow.
That's
wow.
All right.
We
well,
have twins.
Yeah, twins. They count as one, really.
Also, we got to talk about this Jay Scrubb stuff. Let's start, though. Rex Ryan calls Amari Cooper a turd on national television.
It's only one time that I can remember in recent memory on elite receivers and disappearing acts like Amari Cooper. That was the kid that the Raiders had a few years ago. Oh, that's right. That was Amari Cooper. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
All right.
No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. Forget all those numbers. That, you know, they're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver.
All right,
they made a
it.
Huge
Let's
mistake
go back.
Right here.
Let's go back. Is that acceptable on ESPN television? In a day where there's nothing to talk about, ESPN has made it clear over the last two and a half, 3 days
yeah.
that that they're not going to talk at all about the Christian Dawkins documentary on HBO. That they are quite literally not even going to bring in. I think Jay Billis has been on ESPN 680 longer than he has on ESPN television talking about this. It has been a nothing.
Silence.
Okay?
Media silence.
And so today there's nothing other than, is Tua's hip okay?
Yeah.
How about that? That's all that it is.
Yeah.
But in rides Rex Ryan, the man who loves women's feet. He is a foot fetish, Mitch.
He does.
We may need to go find that sound
well deep documented.
Deep into the archives. And Rex Ryan, can we get it closer to the turd where he says turd? Because he says turd, a hand slaps the table, and then he says guy because he knows that he got football meathead on television and said turd instead of guy.
Yep.
Okay, at least he didn't say anything worse, but calling someone a turd is funny.
It's funny. And you heard, like, I don't know.
Who would you like to call a turd in sports?
Me?
You, right now. 437-9680.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I think for ESPN television, they're like, yo, we want you to be the coach and to be the meathead at times. You just can't, I don't know.
You can't call names.
Is turd a hot take?
I think that's a pretty.
It's out of bounds.
It's out of bounds.
And you know everyone's seen it. That's the thing. Well, Amari Cooper stuck at home.
Oh, yeah. All the football.
Yeah,
everybody's
seen
it.
His entire family saw Rex Ryan call him a turd today.
Exactly. Well, not only that, you heard ESPN, whichever other commentator was sitting with him, tried to barrel in and stop him and be like, oh, okay. And then Rex just steamrolled him right over, just kept going. I was like, oh, boy.
Play it again.
And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd.
Right there.
Keep
it going. And then he says, guy, I wouldn't have played this turd.
All right. No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott.
See,
forget all those numbers.
Yeah, there you go.
He tried to recuperate a little bit. He already apologized, too. He's already apologized.
Oh, they made Rex Ryan,
He bent the knee.
He bent the knee. Can you imagine the exec at ESPN as they try to balance programming when it is impossible with all the networks to do so?
Yeah.
When they, you know, are now, you know, having to go through contracts and they're having to go through people and letting people go and, you know, whatever moves have to be made at a company such as ESPN.
Yeah.
They look on television and it's Rex Ryan calling Amari Cooper a turd. And the week before that, they had Dan Dockich want to go to, Scottsburg, Indiana? He wanted to go to Scottsburg, Indiana and defecate.
All over the town.
And get all of his listeners to do exactly the same. And they got to be thinking, what's wrong with these guys? We've only been in quarantine a few weeks, and the sports guys immediately are going to feces for some reason.
Well, that's what you get when you – I mean, they hire guys like Rex Ryan and Dan Dawkins because, A, they've coached the game, they do have knowledge of the game, and, B, they do have bombastic personalities, and they're entertaining. They're both entertaining people. But – they always are blurring the line between entertainment and just being straight up offensive, and you got to take those lumps when you hire guys like that. I mean, you hire them because you know they're going to talk a lot, they're going to talk big bleep, and they're going to tell you what it is. That's part of the prestige of Rex Ryan and Dan Dockage. But then you're going to get stuff like this, and ESPN so far they've been okay with it. They've continued to renew their contracts and pay them.
Why did you do a sports take there? We're just talking about Rex Ryan going too far on ESPN.
I know, but
television.
What are you doing? I was just adding to the conversation of this is why he has a job. Part of why he has a job is because he calls people turd.
That's not wrong.
Why he has a job.
You're not wrong.
That's why Dan Dockage has a job, because he tells people to go poop in Scottsburg, Indiana. That's why they have jobs.
Texas says, Lister 101, Ennis not telling Sweeney about his car wreck tells us everything we need to know about that relationship. I actually agree with that guy. I just text Ennis. I'm like, are you okay?
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, like, come on.
Did I text you back?
Texter says, no. Antonio Brown is a turd. Yeah. Until he joins the Baltimore Ravens, and suddenly everyone in Louisville loves him.
Then you'll see Antonio Brown jerseys.
You'll see 84 Ravens jerseys all over town.
Exactly.
Texas says, just take Amari out, put in Locke, Cowboys, ESPN 680, Dak, Andy. Texas says, if you gave Strebel Columbus fruit punch, they're only 2%. Oh, no, I did not give him any of those. Texter says, please save Andy. I was up all night pounding. Oh, yeah, don't worry. That'll be saved.
Yeah.
Texter, I think the PSA should be Strebel and caller Emily with her trying to get close to him and Round Daddy screaming about 6 feet apart about social distancing. Boy, that's a good,
that's
a good point.
That's a good point. That's a good idea.
Texter says, Trinity football is better than NAIA football, to which I would say, yeah, I agree.
Oh, no. That,
I agree with that. That. No. Come on. You know that's true.
That's not true.
Come on.
I play with some from pretty athletic, big, strong. I mean, that was part of the shock for me when I got to a collegiate level. It's like, oh, wow, everybody.
Where did you go to high school?
Holy Cross.
Yeah, that's.
But so we still played those teams.
Have you ever been in a classroom of a public school? In the classroom?
As a teacher, yes. I have. I had a job at a public middle school before I have the job I have now.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
That's why I switched.
You went to, like, a private middle school?
Yes. I've been in private school for my schooling my entire life.
There's, like, private elementary schools?
That's what I teach at,
yeah.
Mitch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
What's wrong with that?
Where have you been?
Yeah, I teach at a private school now. My kids go to that school.
He's a snob, isn't he? Listen to him. He's a snob. all right, so we need to start playing this AG region. It is Region 4. It is the lower right. It's the South. Gonzaga is the one seed. Mitch, you let me know. Are you ready to do a couple of these matchups? We'll get him out of the way, and I need to take a break. And then on the other end, we're getting to Strebel being a honk on Twitter today. And don't look at Twitter and see what you did. You know what you did.
I really don't.
No,
I don't remember.
Because it's so ingrained occasionally to be BBN man that you put your cape on and you ride in to any just sort of crappy Twitter UK U of L discussion. And I want to get to Jay Scrub because Jay Scrub's father again talking and everything else. All right, so let's get into this. Mitch, are you ready back there? The AG region, do you want to start with the 116 game?
Let's do it.
All right, so let's start with the 116 game. Drew Diener had Bob Baffert, not Bill Baffert, Bob Baffert, and was it, oh, goodness, and I always forget, it's not Mott. What's the guy's name? Richard Mandela. That's what it is. It's Mandela. Dick Mandela. I it's one of those.
Yes.
I'm not being funny. His last name is Mandela. They had an interview. Diener, it was one of his finest moments backside of the Kentucky Derby on like a Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then horrified, we find out the computer malfunctioned. It was not recording. We had no recording of the interview, and Diener does not take it well.
Don't break your phone, man. I know you. You're holding it together well right now.
No, I'm not.
You're better than typically how you'd handle things. So we're gonna figure it out. Be optimistic.
I mean, I've got the video. The video is up on ESPN 680. Let's see.
Video has sound.
Yeah, but it's not airable for radio. It's not. I mean, we have proof that it happened.
Can it be enhanced at all?
No. It's not a Bond movie. No, we can't do it. So let's talk about something else.
Okay.
You're gonna need somebody to come by and make you another mint julep this early, man.
We're about 50.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a hug, man. I know you're not an emotional guy. There you go. Yeah, so,
you guys host. I don't know. Is anybody called or texted? I mean, I just we're flying blind here. Is anybody
not yet?
Damn it!
A horse I'd like to
Billy. Give me your three horses you like.
I mean, I'm done, finished. It's over. I mean, does the computer work well enough to play the music early?
Oh, let's play the damn music.
Yeah. I'm finished. It's a wrap.
I have no idea you're finished.
Curtis, nice to be with you today, brother.
Billy,
it's a wrap. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'll be back here a couple times. I won't be on, but I will be back here.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to go buy Drew some flowers.
Always nice to see you.
Then, yeah, it's always
you're
a pleasure.
You're a ray of sunshine.
Trying to be right
there
now.
There you go.
The music, Ma. Where's the music?
Hey, yo, cue it up worldwide. I can't
it's
do
over.
This
I'm done. I'm finished.
Me and Billy. Over
I don't
here.
Care if we play commercials.
Hey,
you
yo,
know,
Sweeney.
Like it's the B show.
Hey, Sweeney,
you know,
it's a funeral over here, man. Come save me, please. Come save me, brother, please.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good
I
sound.
Think the end of that sounds better than the beginning of that sound. I mean, there's no way. I mean, even though it is Gonzaga, there's no way the Zags are losing here, right?
Right.
Here is the 16 seed. It is Siena. It's the time that Patty Ice randomly called a UK soccer game on the SEC Network, streaming only.
It's a beautiful fall night here in Lexington, Kentucky, as the Wildcats take on the Blazers of UAB. And it's going to be a fun one. I'm Pat Jaggers. Peyton Atkins, former Wildcat, joining beside me. Peyton, what's the biggest storyline to tonight's matchup for you?
Crosses it to the middle of the field. And, oh, Kentucky has finally found the back of the net, the first goal of the match.
Peyton, I think you're right. And Reyes was just a huge part of what they did early on in the year. That injury really plagued him and held him up. His ability to score goals and just be a part of the offense early on in the season really was a nice boost momentum for the Cats. So to have him out there is definitely huge. And Kentucky has an opportunity here. They've got it inside the box. And no, says Julian Meal, as he once again, before anything can even happen, he makes that stop before we can have any type of serious damage done by the Wildcats. They've got some opportunities here. Uh-oh. Let's see what the Wildcats can do. They're playing quickly. Let's see if they can switch the field. They do. Let's see if we can get a shot off. And the Wildcats do. And we've got a goal in the back of the net. Kentucky has taken a 2-0 lead. And that was Khalil Emekar. And you're right, a lot of takeaways. And once again, thank you all so much for joining us here on SEC Plus. A fun matchup, a lot to take away from this one. And Conference USA play to continue. It was a fun night here for senior night. And thank you so much to JJ Williams for joining us. I'm Pat Jaggers, Chiefs Peyton Atkins. Thank you guys so much. And until next time, make sure you stay warm.
I think the best part's the end.
It is.
Make sure you stay warm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so there you go. That's the 116 matchup. I just played it. Gonzaga wins 81-60. So we say goodbye to Patty Ice. We move up, and Diener moves to the round of 32. Let's quickly play the 8-9 game. That's Houston versus Rutgers. The 8 seed is Houston. It is represented by the many times Buzz Baker swiped Lachlan McClain's hair.
Oh, and let me ask you a question, because you asked the AG one thing for him.
Okay.
How many times does she think a month that Locke is putting paint on the grass?
Paint on the grass.
What? Oh, I got you.
Dying the hair.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, hey.
I saw a promo the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, look.
There must be a shortage of shoe polish in Louisville.
Well, look, this camper's getting ready to get some gray blending, so I have
you
no
are?
Shame in that. Yes. Yes, I have no shame in saying that.
But, I don't think you need
it. But, dude, blending is different than painting.
All right, well, I will get her professional like Bob, opinion.
This,
yes.
Yeah, this looks like Bob Ross putting the black gesso on a pre-stretched canvas. What I've tried to do is I try to do something like this, you know, and I try to get everybody else engaged. So with my $100 donation, I thought about it, and then all of a sudden it hit me. I decided I would donate an amount equal to 1 month of Locke's hair product. And so that's how we arrived at $100, and I don't know that most people out there realize it. It can be a tedious task trying to get your hair just right for radio. So if you like me, understand what it is that he has to go through each and every day. I would challenge all of you out there who can and feel compelled to do so. In honor of Locke's monthly hair product bill, come out with a C-note yourself.
C-note. So there's Buzz Baker. That is the 8 seed. That is Houston. Rutgers, who had a nice season. They are the 9 seed. The time we remember when Locke finally admits that he did fall off a stage while hosting an event.
But yes, I fell off the stage this weekend at the USTA Kentucky Awards Banquet. It was a chair malfunction. Not an equipment malfunction like the Super Bowl. It was a chair malfunction.
Or a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, there you go.
You kept your pants on. That was good.
That was good. I almost wish I would have made it even a bigger fall, but Andy's retweeted it. So knock yourself out. The only Sweeney. I tried. I wondered when it happened. Boy, I hope nobody's recording, but this is America in 2020, and everyone's always recording. So, yeah, I fell off the stage. We'll tell that story later. There's not much more to tell. The chair was broken. I fell off the stage. Life goes on.
The chair's fault.
Oh, that's fantastic. Just played the game. Houston and Calvin Sampson win big, 93-76. Ooh. So the 8 seed moves on in the 8-9 game. Let's take a break. It's a take. We're hanging out with you. A couple different things. Calipari wishes a happy birthday to Jared Vanderbilt. I want to get to that. The responses on social media have been fantastic. I also want to get to these athletic directors who are worried about losing money, which is funny and terrible all at the same time. I want to get to that for sure, and we'll take your text, and we'll get to Strebel being a honk on Twitter. We'll do that next. It's a take. It's a Friday. Mixtape at 4:30. Andy Beshear at 5 o'clock. It's ESPN 680.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, did Locke and Carolyn fly to Fort Lauderdale and go hang out with Lamar Jackson and Kodak Black in Broward County?
And James Strebel.
Whoa! Kodak Black. Free Kodak. That was a thing for a while.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We will get to Strebel being a complete honk on Twitter here in just a moment. We do need to remind everyone out there that Kroger saying a big thank you to all their loyal customers in this time for continuing to shop with them. And also, Kroger thanks their associates who work hard to keep their stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger is hiring. Kroger's hiring. If you're looking for work, they have immediate openings available. You can apply today, jobs.kroger.com. Again, the website, jobs.kroger.com. Texter says at 437-9680, the pre-stretched canvas line from Buzz Baker gets me every damn time. Texter says, how is Patty Ice a 16? Texter says, what matters less, UK, UAB, or the Dick Mandela interview? Oh, I totally disagree. Richard Mandela and
Bob Baffert
is way more vital than Kentucky UAB Conference USA Soccer.
They're heavyweights in horse racing, and Diener's a big horse racing fan, and that was a huge deal to him. Absolutely, it's a bigger sound.
Texas says worldwide bailing on PJ and Billy out of the gate is the best. Oh, yeah, he was quiet and cowardly. Texas says way to bail on the poor kids out there. Strebel really set out to make a difference, didn't ya?
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Mind your business.
That gets you. You're angry.
That made me
you
mad.
You told the guy to mind. Well, you understand what he means.
Yeah, well,
he's saying because you're not at a public school,
right,
you're at a private school,
right,
that you're taking the easy way, that you're affecting less kids because they don't need their teacher as much because they go to a private school. But you could argue the opposite of that.
I could argue that he has no damn idea the economic status of the students in my classroom, and he has no clue what the hell he's talking about. So, shut up.
Damn. He's so mad right now. I can't look at him. I'm just staring down. Texas says, I appreciate... Okay, this guy says, Mitch not knowing there are private schools is the least bougie thing to ever happen on the take.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I have no idea where Mitch's brain has been for 25 years. We just kind of let it slide.
Yeah.
The guy, though, texts earlier today, and Mitch... I kind of want to play this sound before we play it, but we have so much damn sound to get to. Appreciate Locke telling everyone to drop their Spectrum subscriptions. Locke got into some hot takery, and it sounded a little bit like he was being critical of Spectrum today. That is going to be on the mixtape. We need to figure out if we want to play that here, though.
He's been battling Spectrum.
He really has.
He has. I mean, he's been calling him out on Twitter. I didn't know he called him out on the show. Usually he is he's Spectrum Lock. He's got Louisville Lock and he's got Spectrum Lock. When he's not being Louisville Lock, he's being Spectrum Lock. But there's something going on. There's something bubbling there.
Texter says, thumbs up to the Ghetto Boys rejoin. Texter says, let's see here, 4379680. Oh, yeah, a buddy of mine texted me this. We should absolutely do this as the prank, but we need someone we don't know to call in and tell Mark Blankenbaker that Calipari said something about the Ashton Hagens video.
Oh, wow.
Or could we trick him with some sort of UK stuff? Like, hey, hey, Seth Greenberg just reported that UK's being investigated. It wouldn't be Seth Greenberg. Is being investigated by the NCAA because of the Ashton Hagens money phone.
It would
like
be,
just something.
Yeah, yeah. It would have to be. Yeah, not Seth Greenberg. Who's like quote a serious? Who's the guy that works for Outside the Lines? Andy Barr. Is that his name?
I don't know. I don't think it's Andy Barr.
I don't think it's Andy Barr either. I don't know why that name came into my head.
Who's Andy Barr?
I don't
Barr?
Know. I think it's a government official. Now I got to look that up. Yeah.
Wait, isn't Andy Barr just someone who got fired by President Trump like at some point?
Andy Barr.
Who's Andy Barr? Come on.
U.S. Representative Andy Barr. He's a congressman. Why did his name? He's a Kentucky congressman. I have no idea why his name popped into my head.
Texas says, do they not have private elementary schools in Murray?
No. Look, I knew that
yes,
there was.
They do.
No, they don't.
Oh, stop!
There's
it.
Only two public schools in Murray, the county school and the city school.
Yeah, when I was at Campbellsville, it was the same way. There were no private schools. It was you had Campbellsville High School, which was the city school, and then Taylor County, which was the county school.
Here's what I don't know about private schools outside of St. X and Trinity, like in that the female
Assumption, Mercy, Sacred Heart.
Yeah, except for like that. I don't know the Dixie Highway people that you are. Like Big Easy went to Providence, and I always thought, why would you pay all of that money for your kids to go to a private school in Clarksville, Indiana, and their kids just party with the Jeff High and New Albany kids anyway?
That's kind of how it was.
That's exactly how it was.
Yeah, because it's
exactly how it was.
On Dixie Highway, it's either Holy Cross or DeSales.
They just wore, pants and skirts, and I wore JNCOs.
Yeah.
That's the biggest difference between public and private.
We party with the PRP and the Butler kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So what did Strebel say that he is a big honk? Well, here it is. So today, I know Ennis and the good people over at CardinalSports.com, your one-stop shop for everything Louisville. And I don't know who did it on the Kentucky side, if it was Cats Illustrated or if it was KSR. It wasn't a Sea of Blue. Why are you smiling?
I know what it is
Well,
now.
Who was it?
I know it was 247.
It was 24/7.
Yeah,
it was
247.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what
Cats Paws. I know.
Okay,
I know
so you know what it is.
Yeah, I figured it out.
So what's the best way, and you guys help me, because I think the people know what I'm talking about, but they have the title of you have $15, pick your starting lineup, and then they have five U of L players that are worth $5, the next row is five players that are worth $4. For instance, the $5 players, and that's an expensive player. It's a third of your salary cap.
Right.
Would be Peyton Siva, Russ Smith, T. Will, Montrezl Harrell, and Gorgui Dieng.
Yes.
Or Gorgui Dieng, according to Mitch, big U of L fan, went to U of L and everything else. So you have $5 players, $4 player, $3 players, $2 player, $1 players. Okay.
Right.
And then Kentucky did the same thing. This is local content creating. Like, I know Mabin and Rummage talked about it. I'm not going to talk about this to say, hey, go assemble your favorite team. That's not the conversation that I'm interested in.
How would you spend your $15?
So Kentucky has their five rows of five players.
Mm-hmm.
Big Blue Nation 9, okay? At Big Blue 9, Asian. Okay, still waiting for that ninth one, by the way.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Been a few years.
Yeah. Big Blue Nation 9 says, and puts the Kentucky one and the Louisville one next to each other and says, look at these side-by-side LMAO. And obviously, the $5 players for Kentucky are John Wall, Jamal Murray, MKG, Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis. For U of L, it's Siva, Russ, T-Will, like I said, Harrell, and Gorgui. And so anyway, someone by the name of the Zach Davis Show.
Yeah.
Just some Twitter
guy.
Gas bag.
Yes.
Right? Just a Twitter person. He doesn't have a show.
I don't think
so. He's like 100 followers.
Yes.
Okay. The Zach Davis Show tweets out, all of the $1 UK players, which are the by the way, the $1 UK players like Gilgeous Alexander and Quickly, we'll get to that here in a second.
Yeah.
He says that all of the $1 UK players would beat all of the $5. So essentially, in this little game,
yeah,
all of the $1, the worst of the worst on the Kentucky, would beat the best of the best on U of L, to which you do true crying emoji face.
Yes.
You being a gas bag. So
yes,
let's look at this then.
Okay. Okay.
Gilgeous, write this down, Mitch. Gilgeous Alexander, Emmanuel Quickly, Kevin Knox, Patrick Patterson, Nick Richards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Kentucky team versus Peyton Siva, Russ Smith, T. Will, Montrezl Harrell, Gorgui Dieng.
Yeah.
Louisville would win that game.
No.
Louisville would absolutely win that
Kentucky
game.
Kentucky has three NBA players
on
that line.
Stop
Louisville
it.
Has
Kevin
one.
Knox sucks.
I don't care. He's still in the NBA.
But if you're doing it, you're just doing
one.
It off just NBA then.
NBA talent. Guys, I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a good player. He's a starter.
Patterson's still in the league?
If we played the game right now.
Kentucky
right
probably
now.
Could win.
Well, Montrezl Harrell's a starter, is he not?
No, he's a bench guy, but he's really, really good.
He will may or may not have sexual relations with Katina Powell.
Is Patrick Patterson still in the league?
That I don't know.
I believe there's three
NBA players.
Yeah. Patrick Patterson played years in the NBA and actually played an NBA playoff game, something that Louisville basketball players in the NBA have no idea what to do.
No, here's Montrezl the thing. Harrell. Okay, settle. Hang on. He's getting angry. He is angry today. He is lashing out. You are lashing out. You are so defensive today. Why are you defensive?
I don't know.
What happened at home?
Nothing.
Something happened at home.
No, I promise nothing happened.
Wife getting on your nerves?
Oh, no, not at all. We're getting along great.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Kids getting on your nerves?
No, they're being really good.
Okay.
No, I just can't help it sometimes.
Yeah, but isn't it when they okay, so when I look at Emmanuel Quickly, I view him how he has played at Kentucky. I don't take Patrick Patterson and say, oh, I'm taking the guy that played, you know, 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it is, in the NBA.
Right.
So I'm taking their college career. And college careers, because, yes, they had to stick around longer, I'm not admitting that.
Right.
But Russ Smith is better than Emmanuel Quickly or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Although Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, come on, in college.
In college, Russ
come
Smith
on.
Was an All-American,
come
yes.
On. Yeah, he was an All-American.
But the rest
he
of those guys
two
were.
Final fours. Come
the rest
on.
Of those guys are okay. I mean, athletically,
Terrence Williams
talent...
played years in the NBA.
He played like two Wait. Years in the NBA.
Years. I said
yeah,
plural.
Plural.
I said plural.
No, I just look at that and I think, okay. A, they were all higher-ranked recruits, every single one of them. B.
Well, now, Peyton Siva was a five-star, so Peyton Siva would have been a higher-ranked recruit than, what, Gilgeous Alexander?
And he's
probably
the one.
Quickly? Probably Quickly?
No, Quickly was five-star.
Was he?
Quickly was top 25.
What are we doing here? Mitch, is he being? Well, let me ask this. Is Strieble not being a gas bag? I think he's being a gas bag. I don't think the game's a blowout, but I don't think Kentucky would win that game. And now we're doing the worst sports radio
that I
could ever think
this
of.
This is like the here traditional sports radio conversation.
We have hit Friday.
Yes, it's quarantine Friday.
Yes, it is quarantine Friday.
Here we go.
Texas says Louisville wins that game 110-85.
No, that's absolutely not
Texas,
true.
Who the bleep is checking Russ Smith?
Oh, the, I don't know. I mean,
IQ ain't going to stop him.
He got checked the entire time that he was playing at Louisville when Kentucky played, the entire time, except for maybe one game. He didn't do a damn thing. He didn't.
Wait,
he won once against Kentucky in his four-year career. Congratulations.
Wasn't the 1 year that he had like 30 or 40 dunked on Randall? Was that like the same game?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have got smoked by 40 in that game.
It's a different – because he scored like 30 when he played the Anthony Davis team.
That's
and
right.
Kentucky still won
still
decidedly.
Won, right.
And then the game he dunked in on
he's
Randall,
he's cocky right now, man.
He still lost that game. And then he later lost in the Sweet 16 as well.
I remember.
So
yeah,
get the hell out of here with Russ Smith. Get out of here with Russ Smith. He beat Kentucky one time. He played him, what, six times?
Yeah, but
he won once.
Listen, you're not.
Congratulations.
What did Quickly do? Score 20 points against Texas A&M?
Beat Louisville.
But here's the thing.
And he's SEC Player of the Year. His sophomore year. It took Russ Smith until his senior year to be like, oh, yeah, he's good.
Kevin Knox is terrible. Kevin Knox is a
He was a decent college player.
Oh, come on.
He's not good
Calipari
now.
I did agree. The whole dancing on the
hoverboard.
The hoverboard thing when they got Kevin Knox.
Yeah, and he didn't pan out.
He didn't do a damn thing. Gorgui is like a – I mean, how many years has he been in the NBA? 7 years? 8 years in the NBA?
And as soon as the Kentucky guy showed up, he went on the bench. Right? Am I wrong? I mean, Carl Anthony Towns gets drafted by the Wolves. Where does Gorgui go? Bench.
Then he went to Memphis.
Then they got rid of him. I'm just saying, if you look at Kentucky's success with players and where they go to the NBA. Louisville players go overseas, and that's fine. And they're better in college. Kentucky players are better in college than Louisville players. Is that wrong?
I mean, no one on that. Gilgeous Alexander, quickly, Knox, Patterson, and Richards did not have better college careers than Siva, Russ, Terrence Williams, Montrezl Harrell, or Gorgui Dieng. The Louisville players did not have at that point they weren't. Their talent was a flower that needed to blossom. Louisville had already blossomed. Except for Montrezl Harrell. Oh, come on. Kevin Knox versus Montrezl Harrell, please.
It would be Harrell against
Patterson. Oh, I'll take Montrezl Harrell. He's a better pro.
We'll see if he lasts longer in the NBA than Patterson did.
Just stop. Can we find if Patrick Patterson's still in the NBA?
If he is, that's 10 years in the league for him. That's double-digit years. Because he got drafted with Wall, Bledsoe, all those guys.
People now are all over the place. Towns is a bum.
Towns is a bum. Yeah, okay. He's just an all-star. He's a bum. All-stars are bums.
Carl Anthony Towns' girlfriend, didn't she leave him for, was it Jimmy Butler, thought?
I think it was Jimmy Butler. Yeah, because they hated each other.
Again, the $5 team is awesome. Wall, Murray, although I wouldn't have MKG. Oh, he's with the Clippers, by the way.
Who is? Patterson?
Yeah.
They're on the same team.
I was going to ask Strebel that. Of course he would have known. It would have been funny.
No. Okay, so who wins this one? Ulis, Aaron Harrison, Tyler Hero, PJ Washington, Bam, or Chris Jones, Terry Rozier, Damian Lee, Jordan Warris, and Martos?
Oh, God. That Kentucky team would blow them the hell out. It wouldn't even be close.
Chris Jones.
I couldn't even finish the sentence.
Who else is on that team? Hold on. Now I got to look at it. Chris Jones was a bum. He's the guy that faked getting hurt. Oh, God. Tyler Ulis.
And then he
got suspended.
Patino suspended, and then he kicked him off the team.
Tyler Hero scoring 50 in that game. Get these bums out of here. Samardo Samuels, wasn't he the number one recruit and he came in play?
Samardo was fine.
Bam would have dunked on his face.
He wasn't Anthony Davis number one, but he
wasn't
fine.
Bam either.
Well, I think both the teams would take a Samardo Samuels next year.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point, yes.
Fox, Lamb, Darius Miller, Terrence Jones, Cauley Stein.
Because two, like.
Snyder, Mitchell, Hancock, Bahanan, Padgett. I actually think that's a close game.
I don't.
That's a good game.
Padgett's knees couldn't handle anything while he caught Stein.
Listen, De'Aaron Fox over Snyder. Boy, we are right into this radio right now. The problem with Donovan Mitchell is, in college, you didn't think he was going to become the star. And you're doing that with the Kentucky guys. Louisville would do that here, and they would say, well, who's the best pro? And the best pro is Donovan Mitchell.
I think there's a close argument between him and Fox.
I don't think there is.
I do. Fox was leading the before the
season.
No one
has ever seen De'Aaron Fox play.
But they were in the playoffs. Were in the playoffs before the season
went
awry. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but Donovan Mitchell had a
team to
be a high
seed. Did you say the Kings were in the playoffs?
But it's the Kings. The Kings don't have anybody.
So because he's on a bad team.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Texas says, pretty sure Samuel's career high was 8 points. Oh, bleep off. It was not. Texas, Samardo actually dunked on Cousins' face. It happened. It was bad. Man, I want to say I remember that. Texas says Bam got worked by Snyder. Sit the F down, round daddy.
After he played the entire game and dunked.
Bam's a star in the NBA.
And he dunked on what's his face like 15 times before
that. You know what's crazy? Ulis, Aaron Harrison, Hero, PJ, Bam. I like the $2 team way more than the $3 team.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, Darren
honestly.
Fox is a star, but Daron Lamb never did a damn thing in the NBA.
He's a good shooter.
Darius Miller, you know, fringe. Terrence Jones, China.
Yeah.
Willie Cauley-Stein, a bust for a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
He's a bust.
Yeah, no, I think
he's a bust.
The $2 team is better than
the
$3.
I ain't going to talk junk about Louisville. Luke Hancock, come on. That's your guy, Shane Bohannon. We love Shane Bohannon. Everything Shane Bohannon stands for, we love in college athletics.
Yeah, but
rampant insanity. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, money and women and Katina Pies. It's Shane Bohannon.
He's got all the
this
goods.
This is what we love. He's kicked off every team, ruins it for everybody else.
He plays pickup games in Louisville still.
Yeah.
People see him around playing pickup games all the
time. We love Shane.
Yeah. I got nothing against Shane.
We bleeps with Shane.
Yeah. But I'm just looking at the caliber of players on one side, and it's dramatically different.
Understandable, but we were talking about the lowest Kentucky and the highest Louisville. That's what we were talking about.
And that's fine, but again, the lowest Kentucky guys, I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a hell of a college player. Nick Richards, for his third year, was a hell of a college player. You could say what you want, but the Louisville guys, they were good, but you can't tell me they're going to – and what coach do they get? That's another thing. What coach do they get? Whatever coach they get, it don't matter. I'm taking Cal coaching our guys over whoever, Rick or Mac or Padgett or whoever. It don't matter. Cal beats all of them.
Texas says, Mitch, get Emily on the phone so Round Daddy will shrivel back up. He's nearing UK postgame show honk level with this one.
I am.
Mitch, do you want to do this here on the Take on ESPN 680? Reminder, mixtape in 35 minutes. We need to play some of these games. You want to play some matchups here?
Yeah. There's so many inconsistencies with Streeble's argument,
yes.
But I'm gonna let it slide.
It's not even that there are so many inconsistencies. There's not one consistency. There's not one. He doesn't have – he's just arguing, this guy was better in college. Well, this guy was better in the pros. Well, this guy's better. Well, Padgett's knees. Well,
I just want to point out that we'll play a game, but Montrezl Harrell averages 25 minutes with the Clippers. Patrick Patterson averages about 3. And you said the Kings were going to make the playoffs. They were 28-36, 5 games outside
They're on the way.
Okay.
They were on the way. And Patterson's a lot older than Trez, too.
They're on the way to what? Where?
That playoff burst. We'll never know because the season's done. We'll never know. Well, maybe.
Samardo Samuels had some games.
Did he really play against Cousins? I don't remember that. I thought he was already gone before Cousins got there. I thought their big man was,
Texas says Cat wasn't an all-star last year, LOL.
I didn't say he was an all-star last year. I said he's been an all-star.
Texas, I randomly watched the 2012 Louisville, Florida Elite Eight game. Shane dominated the game. He was regional MVP as a freshman. Oh, he was a beast.
Well, then he got beat the next round.
Texas, Daron Lamb was a three-point god in college. Yeah, but he did the three-goggle thing.
That bothered you.
It killed me. It was the douchiest thing that Kentucky's done in a while, and Kentucky fans do several douchey things daily. The three goggles, like, they invented it, and then every sorority girl,
every
frat guy was doing the three. Every old Harriet and Ernestine was doing the three goggles. Every Joe Dirt looking. I mean, it just the whole thing.
I don't have any pictures of me doing three goggles, by the way.
Go to hell.
I never did it.
I don't believe that.
I never did it.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
That's fair.
I can't believe that.
I understand why you wouldn't believe it.
I cannot believe that.
I understand that.
My mind can't do it. It's the AG region here. The Louisville lock. The AG region, the lower right. We've been playing this out. I'm flustered. I'm sweating. All right, the 5 seed, Mitch. Are you ready? People just want to hear the sound. This is the 5-12 matchup. The 5 seed is Butler, and it's represented by Locke running in a race.
Here comes Locke. Here he comes. I'm going to run with him, so stay with me here, camera. Honey, your time is amazing! Yeah! Your time is amazing!
It's so hard!
Hey, honey, you are under... I mean,
I
you are...
I watched that show.
You're doing better than Mary and Paul! Feel, babe. We're gonna walk with you.
It's so hard.
Oh my god, but you're near the finish line. Now you can push it like you tell Maddie.
I'm trying.
Tell them that, Daddy, just tell them that you tried your best and had fun, okay?
Okay, Lou, thank you.
About to come up here on the fire.
You can do it, Daddy, and I know it. I know you're not a quitter, and you can do it.
There you go.
All right, there you go. That's the 5 seed. That is Butler, NC State, and Kevin Keats. The 12 seed, this is Round Daddy and Diener snorting into the mic.
So the big thing you've...
It began.
So the big thing you've...
Back to back. You can't beat that.
I mean, I just want you to know something right now. I just want you to know something.
Yeah.
Literally, how many seconds ago, Mitch, I don't know if Mitch got the text, you bragged about how there's not one photo of you giving three goggles.
Is there a photo of me giving?
I mean, I immediately got one sent to me.
No! I didn't think it existed. I really don't think it did.
I mean, it exists. Yeah, yeah. We'll show you. We're going to go to break showing Round Daddy, and then his reaction will be the last thing
we
got to
play
here.
This game first.
No, let's play the game. This is an upset, and I'm not happy. The lock race, Butler is going home.
Oh, the Snorts win.
Kevin Keats and the Snorts win 79-68.
Ooh.
A monumental upset, the 12 over the 5. That hurts us all.
Yeah.
That absolutely crushes us. Mitch, let's do this, just to, because of time. Let's run one more here and then go to break. Let's skip the 4-13 game because those clips are really long. We'll come back to that. Let's go to the 6-11 game. Is that okay? The 6 seed, Michigan. The 11 seed, USC. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The 6 seed, the return of Dave Skull. Everyone knows he is returning to the Diener Show, but apparently Billy Reed.
And in about 25 minutes, you are not going to want to miss this. We are going to have our trivia segment, and we are going to have a very, very, very special guest trivia person today.
Katie George.
No. That's pretty random. No, it's not Katie George. But she is doing great things with the ACC Network.
She certainly is, yeah.
She is.
God bless him. God bless Billy Reed.
I miss him.
I know.
I miss him so much. I wish you knew how much I missed him. I mean, I just miss him so much.
Yeah.
All right, that's Billy Reed, the 6 seed. The 11 seed, Strebel.
Dexter says, how many Strebel students does he wake and bake with? It's sixth graders that he's teaching.
Yeah.
If he were in public high school, if he were teaching at Ballard, that would be something valid that we could have some sort of discussion about.
I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Boy, you are on it. You don't know what wake and bake means?
No.
Oh,
You're kidding.
I'm
please,
not kidding.
Please tell me
Mitch,
you're kidding.
I promise
he's
I'm not
on
kidding.
One today. Boy,
I really
so
don't
you're
know.
Gonna be, so this is how it's going to be today. You're just going to be the star today. Okay, I just
get,
need to get out of the way.
It can't be any more straightforward than wake and bake.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Like you wake up and then you
yeah.
do a little puffin, I guess.
Puffin, I guess. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Michigan wins, they move on.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. The 6 seed, Billy and Katie George, they move on.
Good.
We go to break with Strebel's reaction of him throwing up the L goggles.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.